Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only daily FIFA podcast, Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the freshly released content, we talk players and review them, and of course, as part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. We upload our daily episode at 2200 Central European Time, but if you're a supporter through our Patreon, then you get the episode the moment we're done recording. Today is October 5th and it's episode 140, also known as Season 3, Episode 6. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and today Yngwie is not here. Yngwie is at the vet with his cat, so hope everything is alright, but I am not alone. Because joining me today is a recurring guest, Patreon supporter, also known as Foot in Review Berbatov, it's Nishant.
Hello, hello, new season, new me, here we go.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. You know, it's in the real world, it's transfer deadline day. United lost 6-1 yesterday. So, still reeling from it. We seem to be harassing, rushing about in the transfer window. So, seem to be enjoying a bit of in real life football before the new FIFA season kicks on in a few hours. So, really excited, really motivated. How about you?
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring up United, but now I read it. Yeah, do you want to change your nickname?
No, absolutely not. Win, lose, or draw, United through and through, so absolutely fine. I mean, we can always discuss real-life football at any given day. I am looking forward to distracting myself over the remainder of the season, if you will, with some good foot content.
We'll definitely be able to do that. And at least you didn't fire a mascot, so there's that.
There's always a silver lining.
Oh, Nishant, since Yngwie isn't here, will you do the honors of doing today's content? Because quite honestly, I did not expect to have any content on already, but we started the season with some content. So if you could take care of that, then we'll dive into how do we like the new game so far, how do our teams look, and maybe some instructions or tactics.
Ooh. That let's leave that to the end. People will listen through. No, just kidding. No, content. Yes. EA Sports starting out on the right foot. Before the Ultimate Edition releases today, there's already content on. I'd expected it to come in tomorrow, but earlier the better. It's Sandro Tonali, who's recently joined AC Milan. It's a SBC, a 75 chemistry, 80 rated squad, minimum one Serie A player required. So looks fairly cheap, is fairly cheap, coming in at about 8.5K, 9K, foot business to be believed. But it's a fairly good player for starter squads. I know a lot of people are going for a Serie A starter squad, especially with the likes of Vidal, Nainggolan as midfield options, as well as affordable options up in the wings. So I think definitely a very good player to get in if you can. The only caveat, and I'll go through the stats in a bit, is the fact that I don't know about you, but I always felt that any one-to-one is amazing, really. Mbele from last season was one of those first few, you know, in-game challenges. He never really got an inform, although Alan Saint-Maximin did. You know, it could go either way, but a very good fit starter squad in a respectable CDM.
Yeah, that's definitely the problem with one to watch, though. It's not team performance dependent, so it's different from lifeguards. I don't know if you've ever seen an inform defenders too much, so an inform one to watch doesn't really matter much. Tonali is a good player. I think he is. I used his regular card through the weekend, and even though it's 79 rated, I think
it's 77 rated.
77
actually.
Rated. There you go. I think I really like the card. It was really well balanced. This is a possible Gullet Gang card in two or three informs. You just don't know if he gets the informs. But on the other hand, it won't hurt you to do this SBC here, because there'll definitely be some SBCs which will require one to watch anyways. So might as well get one.
Absolutely, and I think it's you know, the next in form it gets, because it's some sub 80 rated card, it's going to get an 82 or an 81 depending on where it goes. So I'm not really sure how the upgrades happen this year, but keeping form, then the next upgrade, if it gets an in form, if Sonali gets an in form, then it'll be a big boost. And it has all those meta stats. I mean, meta is not defined yet, in very early days, but if FIFA 20 is to be believed, then it's got the right pace, 80 pace. It's got the right pixel size, 5.11, high medium work rates. Defending is 72. So with the right chemistry style, you've got a fabulous player sitting back in a 4-1-2-1-2. But I'm sure we'll get to tactics later. But a promising start nonetheless.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And how long is the SBC going for? You don't have to do it today per se. I think it does 2 days. So you have to do it today or tomorrow. Never mind that.
Yeah, it expires before, I believe, the Champions Edition or the Standard Edition are released. So it's I think they're out on the 9th, so they expire on the 8th. It's like an exclusive pre-release SBC.
Yeah, although many people or everyone just has access to the app anyways. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, fair point. Didn't think about that at all.
No worries, but I saw that comment being made in a half hour ago. Someone else was like, yeah, but that's not entirely true. But it's definitely something that if you get the game on Friday or Thursday, when is it? Thursday, I think, the official games come out. If you didn't have a look before that, you'll definitely missed out of this one. But it's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
We also had the player pick. I don't know if you saw those. Of course you saw this.
You broke up there.
Oh, I saw you.
You broke up there for a second.
No worries. We also have players' picks. Wants to watch player pick. So we got two people where we can, which we can select one, and the one who wins the votes get also a want to watch card. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I have. So it's Thiago Silva and David Silva. So the two Silvas, one in La Liga, one moving from Paris from the park to Stamford Bridge. Both promising cards. I mean, Chelsea have started really well. You know, even if it's for links, it's a high-rated centre-back for premium fodder with Icon SBCs coming back. You can't really go wrong with either at this stage. Would I put any of them in my starter squad? Maybe Silva. Thiago as a defender. Sorry, faux pas there. But maybe definitely Thiago Silva with a shadow on him because of the links in Premier League. You can't go wrong with either. They're both bound to have one in form at least throughout the year. Easier if you're a betting man, maybe go with Silva, David Silva, because he's bound to get some in La Liga. You know, being the franchise player, if you will, I think it's Real Sociedad, if I'm not mistaken. People on Twitter, but fantastic. You can't go wrong. If I were to choose, I would probably pick Thiago Silva because. You know, it's Brazilian and the length is what I like.
Yeah, I would choose David Silva. And that's because you will get an SBC item. You won't get the item you vote for. You only get a loan from this one. And I think it's more likely that David Silva gets informed throughout the year than Thiago Silva because there are not many.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. He's an attacking player.
In a new club, still a brilliant player. So I can definitely see him getting some informs throughout the year. So I voted for David Silva.
Agreed.
But overall, I mean, a player pick SBC or vote, and of course, a one to watch SBC on day one. I'm not complaining here.
No, it's a very good start, and long may it continue. I think they've got a few things in the pipeline. You've discussed it on previous spots, so I won't repeat it. But yeah, really, really good, promising start. Looking forward to what the rest of the year brings, really.
I'm talking about what the rest of the year brings, but I was wondering, what did this weekend bring you?
Well, 10 hours access, EA Play, and... You know, I had big dreams of, you know, putting in some draft time, but I succumbed to peer pressure, if you will, or Twitter pressure, call it what you will. And I went straight for an Elite 3, Elite 2 finish, I think, on Squad Battles. And It didn't bring me much. I opened my rewards later today, so nothing to write home about. I think I made overall maybe 5K, 10K in value. But some of them I just didn't even keep them. I just quick sold them because they, you know, it is what it is. So yeah, it didn't bring me much, but it was really good to get into squad battles because, you know, I spend a lot of time just playing around with the new mechanics. So I reap the reward in the sense of, you know, understanding and breaking down the gameplay against AI, albeit, but still, you know, some effort, if nothing else. Rewards, not really a primary aim, if you will. They were just a byproduct this time around.
Yeah, and I mean, it's worth the risk. Did you play with competitor
did you
mode
get
on?
Enough time in?
Did you play with competitor mode on, Sean?
No, I played on legendary difficulty.
Yeah, but still, it has the competitor mode, right?
Okay, I heard somewhere that the competitor mode.
So we have a bit of a connection problem. So Nishant
didn't
is falling.
Know what it was? I did because he threw it.
Yeah, sorry. I don't think many people heard that because we had some connection problem. But let me just explain competitor mode for a second. Then in the option menu, there is something called competitor mode. Competitor mode in some of the higher difficulties, I think that's called legendary and world class, but I'm not quite sure, or legendary and ultimate. You can actually see the logo saying competitor mode enabled or competitor mode. And what that does, it actually simulates some of the pro players. So whenever you turn that on, it's not only that you're playing on higher difficulty, the AI is actually doing more skill moves, track packs, so stuff you expect pro players to do against you. So it feels much more like playing a human opponent. Now I've not played much squad battles, got to be completely honest. I think maybe four matches, but on that level with competitive mode on, and I really like it. I do not quite know if it's the best way to create squad battles, but it definitely made my squad battles experience much more fun, albeit a way bit harder. And you can turn
no, and I think that's always been the shortfall, right? Of squad battles, that you get once you get used to what the AI seems to be getting up to, they seldom change the trick. It becomes a bit of a one trick pony show. So yeah, more to variety. If that keeps it going, maybe this time I'm spending a bit of time on squad battles as well. You know, when I'm really frustrated in rivals, who knows? But yeah, definitely a good development nonetheless.
Awesome. Can you quickly summarize what your team is around this phase? So we have 4 days in, 10 hours in maximum.
Yeah, but caveated with that, I don't hide the fact that I put in FIFA points at the beginning of the cycle. I do that every year just because I don't have the time. My work doesn't allow me to spend trading on web app. Maybe just an excuse. I'm just not good enough. Perhaps that's probably the reality. But yeah, sure. So in goal, I have De Gea, right back, Semedo, center back, Van Dijk. I'm playing Reguilon at center back, but I switch him with baby Maldini, who's left back, because I think Maldini really, pound for pound, I got him at a really cheap price as well as it's probably one of the top three center backs in game at the moment, Joe Gomez aside. I've got Gareth Bale on the wings with Roy Keane, and Suka, baby Suka, Benzema, Modric, and Sissoko. So playing 4-1-2-1-2, I always start off with that formation because it's easy to fit players in. I'm also maybe by chance, if we get into the tactics section, you'll tell me that 4-1-2-1-2 is the way to go this year. So yeah, that's pretty much the team right now. But I got really lucky with my pack luck. I mean, I packed a few Manes and a lot of 83 meta players that allowed me to raise really quick money so I could invest in some of the icons.
That's some squad though. Yeah, definitely. And I thought I was doing well, but hey.
I know it's as I said, it's a lot of sheer dumb luck. Please don't try it at home. You know, got really lucky this time around. Could have been very well the opposite way, but yeah, cautiously optimistic about my squad. The icons are really for investment because with the icon SBCs coming out this year, as well as some of these, positionally meta icons, such as the left back Maldini, the new icon in Super, maybe not so much Kino. I'm hoping that they rise as the full game comes out just because of demand. So I'm hoping I've got them at the right price. The intent is to keep them and sell them to raise funds for other players throughout the cycle. Let's see how that goes.
I'm hearing really good stuff about Suker, so might just be worth playing him for a while as well.
Yeah, I was worried about his left foot, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I've only played primarily sport battles. I have played all of my division placement games, as well as a few of just catching up a bit on other rivals as well. He's fantastic. He's very, very smooth. I'm not sure if that's just the new iteration of FIFA. The animation seemed to be crispier. But yeah, he's exceeded expectations for an 85 rated icon, a left footed icon, that too. They've really got him right.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it will rise as well on the investment side of things. So well done. Great start, sounds like.
How about you? What's your team looking like? I know you put in a lot of web app effort, if you will, and you were playing around with different leagues and even hybrids. So how's your team looking?
Yeah, I dropped the hybrid part by now. So that's no worries. I went as meta as I could be for this year for myself. So pretty much Ter Stegen goal, Varane and Ramos, central defenders, with Cavajo and, of course, Mendy, Ferland Mendy. My midfield consists out of De Jong and Valverde, which is actually a really cool card this year. And Casemiro, with a shadow, has been amazing for me thus far. And on top, I got, of course, Dembele, who is a left winger now, which fits perfectly. On the right side, I've got Correa. And with an engine, he's really good for me. So that works. And the striker, I got the Suarez in form card, Luis Suarez. I played 16 matches with him in Rivals. He scored 19 times. It's an insane card. With a Hunter, he gets 99 finishing as well. Loving the team so far, but it's been an expensive ride. But I too have not been unlucky. So I packed Ramos, I packed Casemiro, I packed Aguero, which I sold, of course. And there has been some lucky there. This afternoon I decided to open 17.5k pack with gold, which you should never do, so don't try that at home. But I packed Haaland, which is also 100k extra. So
fantastic.
Stuff like that keeps happening. Juan Jesus, which is 50k out of the market. And I wanted to get some of my squad ready as soon as possible to just sold up. But there's many people being not available on the market now, maximum price range. And I was thinking maybe just hold them because they probably rise whenever the market opens, the price range to get up. But only at the time, I saw so many people on Twitter saying they have full transfer lists of those guys. That was like, I'm just going to sell for the maximum amount now. Don't want to take any risk.
Yeah,
and I want to get players ASAP.
Yeah, sorry. Everybody gets smarter and quicker with their transactions and things to do and not to do. So these trends become accelerated year on year. I keep seeing, you know, with each iteration, people tend to be doing these basic things what traders do quite well. And therefore, as a result, the window of opportunity shortens. So absolutely. I think for folks who focus on gameplay like the two of us, maybe that's the best thing to do. It keeps you anxiety free, if you will. Especially, so you can focus on the right things. But what I think it's a good segue maybe into tactics, John. But what I really liked in your squad and I experimented as well was Casemiro. I know it's early days. It's day minus one today. But what I really like to see, I played with Fab in the Rivals a few games that I did. Fabinho, 87, quite similar to Casemiro. They were very serviceable. I know it's early days, but I don't remember them being serviceable in last iteration this early. I remember going into the first week in league with fairly meta players like the likes of Conte. Pace was king, and Pace will still maybe king, but it's very, makes me cautiously optimistic. For perhaps a bit of variety in this game. Again, another player, Benzema or Suarez, probably wouldn't have been serviceable in FIFA 20 either, be it early days. So exciting times ahead. Maybe you tell me how all of that fits into tactics as we look forward.
Yeah, so I've been experimenting a lot with tactics, of course. So what I'm realizing with this game thus far, and I did not play the beta, right? So I, well, played an hour. Shouldn't actually be mentionable. Things I'm realizing is that the game feels really fast, and I still find this passing is so assisted. You already spoke about 4-1-2-1-2 narrow, and I've played that most of the weekend, and I think when you're playing someone who isn't that good at defending, and defending is a bit more manual this year, I think 4-1-2-1-2 narrow is so easy to just cut straight through the middle, trigger those newer dynamic runs, and then you don't quite need the speed at your strikers, you just need to get that goal in. And then, well, the Suarez is 99 finishing, so, well, that helps. And I think a faster these CDM works better, but I think Casemiro, I can pull that off because I got two strong and fast central defenders. Same goes for you. I think you can pull off, I think you said Fabinho, probably because you got Van Dijk and Maldini behind him. But 4-1-2-1-2 narrow feels really good. And one thing I'm really afraid of and I'm a bit anxious about is the fact that I think passing is really assisted in offense. And I mean, it's like the glory of FIFA 17, ping pong play, high goal lines. It feels very, very much like that. And I don't mind that too much, but I wish the assistance on passing would be a bit less. So it actually could be a skill which you can pull off. I'm not quite sure what the opposition is that I'm facing, of course. So that's going to be a difficult assessment, but in a week I'll know more. But it feels like the moment I'm playing now is that everyone can just trigger those runs, do the quick passing, push right through, and then score. And there's also some really broken mechanics in the game. I don't know if you've noticed any yourself.
Yeah, so there are a few. I think manual heading and assisted heading is one of those mechanics, or close to. I'm not sure how you feel about that, but clearly, heading from corners, sometimes the attacker loses the defender very easily, and there are certain areas in the 7-yard box, if you will, that you put the ball. It's I've noticed 8 out of 10 times is a goal. One-on-one on the wings, especially with contextual dribbling or agile dribbling, call it what you will, against your fullback, against the opposition. If the attacker is going against the opposition with high dribbling stats and no second man press, it's more or less cut by the byline and a tap in. So yeah, I wouldn't call it broken. I think I think there needs to be an adjustment. My only concern is that I don't recall a time where passing has ever been a skill. It's never been adjusted up or down. Slight tweaks, perhaps naked to the amateur eye, but nothing that sets a skill gap, if you will. And I know the likes of Valerio, and very, very famous on the Foot platform, has always talked about skill gap and passing. I suspect what they may do, and I hope they don't very quickly, is up the AI defending, because what I really liked when you said was the manual defending. I could deal with a twitch gameplay, but what I don't want is up the AI defending to match it. I think that definitely should be a skill gap. There needs to be some level of skill. So I feel broken, be it, but I'm really enjoying defending. So even the goals I concede are not just near post goals anymore. There are a variety of goals. Finishing is really, really overpowered at the moment. It doesn't matter. You shoot, it goes in, and maybe that's just... What do you think?
Yeah, shooting feels really strong, but I got no problem with that per se, to be honest. My mailbox and my DMs are full with people complaining about defending being too hard or not working properly. And I say, please, please, please don't listen to that just yet. Let people practice for a couple of weeks and let them get better, because I honestly feel there might be a skill there to develop, which I really like to have. But there's, for example, one thing I'm really the passing, and the fact is it's really easy to pass through the center, and if you're not defending on a high level, it's really easy to push through, maybe. Also because you can't really mistime a pass. But have you noticed the crossing? You said headers were strong. But if you just run to the outside, and I've saw this in the beta as well, I might as well just mention it here, because it is very much broken. You just hold the RB or the R1 button and you power up a bit. You cross the ball and it, no, not even 8 out of 10 and definitely 9 out of 10 times. It just hoofs the ball in. Player comes running in and you score the header. And that first time that I pulled it off this week, I was like, okay, still works, cool. But after my, I think, 30th goal like that, I was like, this might be the new, I go to the byline and got back. Only this is so much easier to do. And I think that might be something to have a look at. You need to put the passing, the crossing on assistance for it to actually work all the time. But that feels a bit too easy. That's the only so the passing being too assisted and the crossing being too easy to pull off, that's the only two things I'm a little bit concerned about, especially when players get faster, stronger and more agile. But the rest of the game I really like. And please keep the defending like this so we can just practice on that.
Yeah, so I echo your thoughts completely, John. I think it's still early days. Still need to practice a lot more, get used to the new defending mechanics, and maybe, you know, also right now relying on meta defenders that work in the past on the fullback position, such as your Semedos and whatnot, may need to be replaced by slightly more heavy pixel, you know, high and average body type defenders like your Mukiel or your Walkers, and then that maybe helps you defend those spaces much better. Who knows? And I think that's the exciting part, right? So as we head into full release, we'll find out more. As we are closing into at the end of the pod, maybe I'd like to ask you, what, you know, you're a foot coach and you know you're coaching me as well. What's the one tip that you would give to our listeners today as they head into their foot journey that they keep in mind as they start out? What's that one tip that you tell them that keep this in mind because this is very different from FIFA 20 now?
I'm not going to say something that I think that's very different from FIFA 20, but I think, the game is a bit faster and it's a bit harder to defend, so it's easy to leak goals and it's also very easy to get demotivated by that. But please, please, instead of going on the internet trying to troll about it or complain, just stick to it. Do not step out with your central defenders. I think that's a very common mistake still. People step out too easily, and especially when passing gets easier and these runs are dynamic, it's really easy to just tiki-taka through, so to speak. So keep your central defenders in line and just please practice, keep practicing. Even if you lose 10 matches, just don't mind that score. Keep those first 2 weeks for just practice. And of course, I can give you pointers of that. In your case, I will, Nishan, of course. But I think it's very important that you just be patient. Don't mind on the results too much yet. Just learn the mechanics. These runs are really good, right?
Yeah, they're very good.
And there's little things like I used to say tapping the RB or R1 button pulls the player towards you. Now you need to hit it once to be able to pull that off. And if you tap your RB button, your player will do a dribble. Well, you need to master those. You need to learn how the new mechanics run, like press L1 or LB and flick the right stick to enable a run away from you in a certain direction. That definitely needs some practice. So if you start this game out the same way as you ended FIFA 20, you will miss out of the opportunity to master these mechanics in an environment that not everyone is able to pull it off yet. So focus your time on mastering those moves before everyone else mastered it. And that might work in your advantage after you've mastered it. And I think if everyone in a month, everyone knows how to do it, that's going to be the phase, and it's going to be really hard for you to keep practicing those. The difference will be even bigger if the defense stays like this, and it's going to be very hard to adjust at that stage. So that will be my number one tip, I think. Master those new mechanics, and especially the runs.
Wow, and there you have it, folks. Practice hard, stay humble, and go for the grind. I mean, that's really good advice, John, and you know, really, really sound advice in the sense that it seems to be as much as learning the new mechanics. But what I also got from that was it's also about the mental game. And the earlier you set yourself easy goals, you know, today I'll maybe master, you know, how do I make creative runs? Tomorrow maybe I master something else. And just focus on, as you said, learning those elements. At some point, maybe not in weekend league one, but definitely down the line in a few weeks, you'll start to see the results. And I think that's a really good takeaway for our listeners.
Yeah, you still have 2 weeks before the new weekend league arrives, right? It was confirmed not to be this weekend, but the weekend after it.
Yeah, absolutely. So. It's the 16th of October is I think confirmed now. So it's the next week.
Yeah, so there's plenty of time to get adjusted. But please do that. And I know I've got like custom tactics ready and instructions ready to share and stuff, but those won't make the difference if you don't know how to master the how the mechanics actually work. So just focus on that. And that's what I would say in coaching as well. And you'll be fine. And don't be too harsh on yourself. Saturday I was leaking goals. Yeah. Myself, notice of course what's going on, different method, different style, and I was stepping in myself. Look back my matches, analyze, like, okay, now I know what to do. Made some adjustment, focused more on it. And I mean, yesterday I went 8 matches with conceding only 2 goals. So you can adjust if you just keep an open mind, keep your back straight, and go for it.
And there you go, listeners, straight from the coach's mouth. So I think it's exciting now. It's time to really get ready for the grind. And I think let's look forward to what this iteration brings.
Definitely, I got 2 hours left on my 10-hour grind. So I know what I'll be doing tonight.
Absolutely.
And tomorrow.
I think I can hear your Xbox already powering up, John.
Yeah, that's true. Nishan, thank you for joining tonight. And we hope Ingvi's cat's all right, but we'll definitely see Ingvi back tomorrow, I hope. Before we end the show, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at 1NE_Nishant, and of course on Discord as well. But yeah, good luck to Envy's cat. We look forward to hearing from Envy soon, and you know, him taking on his casting role, so I can sit back, relax, and enjoy the pod.
Well, you have to join more. We've already said that, so God, let's sit back too much.
But it's always a pleasure to be on, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on. Remember, you can find this show, of course, now on anchor.fm/foodandreview. And if you want to support the show, like Nishan does as well, go to patreon.com/foodandreview. And for the amazing price of a cup of coffee, you'll get all the benefits, all the discounts on coaching. And, of course, you get the bonus episode, which releases this month again. You can find me at Food Coaching on Twitter, and don't forget, we can find Ingvi and ask him how his cat is doing at Evgnony, which is Evgnony on Twitter. Nishant, I don't know if you still remember, but there's something else we have to do before we actually end the show. And that's when I say drop it.